Okay, now the TV show, Conspiracy Theory. You know, when I started doing this radio program, Jesse, full-time back in 2003, half of the subjects I was really into, the paranormal, the unusual, ghosts, and things like that.
Yep.
The conspiracy stories, you know, I was 9 years in the Navy. I was an officer. You know, I believed the government line. You know, I was a little weary about these, other than the Kennedy assassination. But
right.
Then, you know, I started getting people calling me saying, hey, you got to listen to this Alex Jones guy, or you got to listen to this and that. And all of a sudden, I woke up. I simply woke up. Is that what happened with you, too?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm also a Navy veteran, not quite as long as you, but of 6 years. And, you know, I again, Kennedy, the same. I started studying Kennedy, ironically, when wrestling made its change in the mid-80s. We went from territories driving cars to when Vince McMahon took us national and all of a sudden we're flying in airplanes all around the country. Well, anyone is travels at all in airplanes knows they're boring. You spend hours in airports, hours on planes, and in wrestling you do it every day.
Yeah.
So I began reading and I began digesting everything I could on the Kennedy assassination. And, you know, I came to the conclusion there's, you know, we've been fed a pile of bull. Lee Harvey Oswald could not have acted alone to pull this off like they told us. It's a lie. Well, then, of course, as we got to 9/11 happening, I was in office, and I, like everyone, went into full combat mode when I was in office. I felt, hey, the state of Minnesota could be a threat with Mall of America and all of that. And so I was busy doing that. I didn't pay attention until I got out of office in 03. And what really caused me to start really questioning things was when George Bush stated we were now going to invade Iraq.
Uh-huh.
Because I thought, wait a minute, they told us that these guys, 19 guys that attacked us, there wasn't one Iraqi. Not one.
Not one.
Why would we invade Iraq? I thought, this is as strange as if Pearl Harbor happened and we invaded Korea and thought, well, after all, they're Asian too, aren't they? You know, and I thought, this makes no sense. This is crazy. Why are we going into Iraq? And, of course, then in 04, I was teaching out at Harvard when Robert McNamara came through and basically said that the Gulf of Tonkin incident was a fraud. You know, he fessed up that
stated
it didn't happen. And I thought, my God, that's what put us into the Vietnam War, where I'm a veteran of, 58,000 of my generation killed, possibly a million or more Vietnamese killed, and the catalyst was what we would call, of course, today a false flag operation. Are you kidding me? Well, that's when I really started to say, what is going on here, which was after 2004, and I started to truly then investigate 9/11, and of course, my son came home, and the big catalyst there was he kept saying to me, Dad, you got to see this thing on the internet called, what was it again, spare change or loose change?
Loose change.
He said, you got to watch this thing on the internet, loose change. So my wife and I had come home from Mexico, and it was I remember May or June, that was a beautiful sunny Sunday, nothing to do, we had nothing to do, and I looked at my wife and said, well, this thing my son keeps telling me about loose change, let's watch it. I watched it, and I went through every emotion I could, from anger, laugh, crying, everything, almost feeling sick, when I started seeing what they had produced on this thing, and then I became focused on 9/11, and I said, I want to learn as much as I can about what they said happened here. And today, I don't believe the government story of 9/11. I think that here's the three options as I look at it. Either we knew about it and allowed it to happen.
Right.
Or we knew about it and participated in it.
Mm-hmm.
Or these were the dumbest buffoons that could have ever been in charge of our country, who could have all this pre-information. I mean, I always remember Condoleezza Rice with that August 6th memo that states as clear as the nose on your face, Bin Laden will hijack planes and run them into buildings, and she testifies, we had no idea. Well, and And then, of course, they didn't listen to Mr. Clark of the NSA, who had been warning and warning, and I started to think they knew it was going to happen. They either are part of it or they allowed it to. There's no doubt in my mind.
And, Jesse, add a fourth point to this.
Okay.
Let me tell you this. I believe that on this planet there is a bigger group of people who are controlling everything. They are the puppet masters of presidents, of prime ministers. They've got more money than God. They control destinies of countries.
You may be right, George, because of the fact that what's proving that to me right now is Barack Obama.
Yes,
because,
exactly.
You know, President Obama ran on a platform of change we can believe in. And it was like all these things he said he was going to do, get us out of the war, close Gitmo, he hasn't done. And now we're in a third war.
No,
and I can only assume, you know what? What did they do? Bring him in and show him the Zapruder film and say this could happen to you? I don't know, but clearly it's showing me you probably are absolutely right.
And
that the president's nothing but a figurehead and somebody else calls the shots.
Right. And what I think these people did is they went to a Bin Laden and said, okay, you've got these little wackos running around all believing with you. You've been on our payroll for years anyway. We need something like this done. And boom, off it goes.
Well, either that or I believe Bin Laden's been dead for a long time.
Which is possible. That's right.
I mean, the guy's on a dialysis machine. How the hell can you be humping around the hills of Afghanistan and get your dialysis treatment?
Donald Rumsfeld was on a radio show, a friend of mine, Mancow, a few weeks
ago. Oh, I know Mancow.
Okay, Eric, a good guy.
Sure.
And he asked Rumsfeld about building number 7, which I want to talk with you about in a second.
Sure.
And Rumsfeld said, what's that? How could the guy who was the head of our Defense Department not know about Building 7 or at least play dumb about it?
Did Mancow explain it to him then?
Yeah,
his reaction?
Oh, he did. He just had this blank face on him. And, I mean, that building alone, nothing hit that building.
Yep.
And it came crumbling down just like the other ones.
Well, okay, here's the tie into the book that Dick and I just did.
Mm-hmm.
We produced the documents from NIST, the official investigation, which took about 6-7 years before they made it public. And in the documents, they state the building came down freefall. Well, that's the same as saying it's demoed, because freefall means that it's falling with no resistance, that it's falling like I used to jump out of airplanes, freefalling. And that can only happen when all the resistance is removed, because anything else defies Newton's laws of gravity, and you can't defy physics. Physics is what it is. And so here are the government documents in my book from the government. You know, it's their documents. It's not mine. Let me see it. I believe it's document. Let me go to my book here.
Sure.
I don't have them all memorized.
I know what it's like when you write these books and then one of these radio hosts asks you.
A new book, so yeah. This is like review. But when you go to document 47, the free fall of Building 7, you know, it's document 47, which it's their own documents and their own words that say the building went into free fall. That can only happen if all resistance is removed, and there's only one way to do it, with demolition.
And most of the members of the 9/11 Commission, Jesse, did not feel they did an adequate job.
Well, yeah, and I'm certain they didn't, because they did do an adequate job. They didn't investigate anything. And if you want to, George, if you want to know volumes, always follow the money. You know that.
Exactly.
Here's a little point. Remember Whitewater?
Yep.
Okay, Whitewater. They spent $100 million to learn ultimately the president cheated on his wife, right?
Yeah.
Do you know how much after George Bush stonewalled any investigation for nearly a year and a half, 2 years, till the families put so much pressure on,